Let's go out to Justin Katz, who is from anchorrising.com, who's on the line right now. Justin, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, Matt. Are you ready for the big speech?
I have my popcorn popped. I have my blanket and my pillow ready. And I'm
yep. The toothpicks for your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You know, this is the biggest.
No dose.
This is the biggest speech he's given since his speech yesterday.
Oh my!
But we'll be we'll be blogging along at Anchor Rising, and people can come and participate and try to help to make the thing interesting.
Well, that's good. But Justin, let me ask you a question in all seriousness, because I know that this has been touted as he's saying this is like the final straw. I'm looking at some of the excerpts that have been released by from the White House, and it's pretty strong language saying, you know, if you're not going to listen to people who aren't going to be helping out in this plan, who just want to kill it. I mean, can the president, in your opinion, say anything tonight to turn the momentum around here?
I tend to doubt it, but I think he's trying to do, from cursory review of what people are saying on blogs, is that he's going to try to change the terms of the debate. For one thing, I'm reading he's going to bring up tort reform, which has been a big conservative Republican.
He's going to bring that up?
Yeah, that's what Gibbs, the press secretary, said today. But the tone of it all is, so we're going to bring this up, and now we're compromising. It's up to the other side
right. To
learn to compromise, which means they'll offer up peanuts dressed as steak, and then demand that we all return and give them, you know, the pathway to socialized medicine that they're demanding.
Well, how about this one? Let me read this to you real quick and see what you think of this. This is an excerpt released from the White House media office a few minutes ago. This is an excerpt from the speech tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in this room knows what will happen if we do nothing. Our deficit will grow. More families will go bankrupt. More businesses will close. More Americans will lose their coverage when they are sick and need it most. And more will die as a result. We know these things to be true. That is why we cannot fail, because there are too many Americans counting on us to succeed, and the ones who suffer silently, and the ones who share their stories with us at town halls and emails and in letters.
Well, clearly what the president is trying to do is to counter the politics of fear with the politics of hope. I would be very surprised. I mean, the American people surprise me in this respect frequently lately. But I would be very surprised if this speech doesn't do more harm than good, although I'd be surprised if it does much of anything.
Yeah, I'd be amazed. And I was saying this off the air to somebody before I started the show tonight. I wonder if he's just going to try and bore us into submission. You know, just wear us down to a nub to the point where it's, all right, just pass the damn thing. I'm sick of it already.
Give me something. Maybe that's why they released Baucus.
Maybe. It's so he can just, you know, bamboozle us until the point where he's like, what?
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
Right.
Next it'll be the Pat Kennedy offensive.
There you go.
Yeah, with Obama in the background saying, if you do not pass this, he will keep going. We've got the Ritalin.
What is... What's going on anchorrising.com today? What are you guys doing to cover this?
As I said, we'll be covering this. I've picked up a habit I kicked about 7 years ago of video blogging. We've got an initial one up there of me talking to the camera about video blogging.
Oh, really?
Filming stuff. But I'm going to try to do these regularly on different topics. I think the next one... Last night's school, and this can, some people will close their eyes when I start mentioning Tiverton, but last night's school committee meeting in Tiverton, the topic of open negotiations came up, and some of the arguments were just astonishing. So I think I'm going to do the next video blog, hopefully on for Monday release, on that topic. And of course, I always worry that I won't be able to come up with topics, and now they're all piling up, and if only I could make a full-time career as a YouTube video star.
I never know.
You never do. I could be like that guy who defended Britney Spears. She's a human being!
Leave Justin alone!
Well, that'll be yours. So you can take that one.
Thank you. All right, Justin, we'll be checking it out. AnchorRising.com. Thanks. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Justin Katz, one of the gurus over there at Anchor Rising. Go to AnchorRising.com, the best political blog on the face of the earth. And it's very, very interesting reads there. From both a national and local basis, you never know what's going to happen, so we'll check it out.
Leave Britney alone!